week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mouse. It is good to come to your homes with another message of Something to Believe In. I trust today that everything's well at your place. And it's been awfully cold this week, but nevertheless, it's Sunday morning. We're going to worship the Lord this morning, and we're going to worship Him in spirit and in truth. So you join right in with me and pray with me that some soul will hear the broadcast across the airways and be saved by the grace of God, okay? All right, let's get into our song, one of these songs right here. And this one says,
I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. With friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. And there we'll spend all eternity. I've never met the man who gave his life for me. Yet his presence daily I can feel. But if by chance you're taken home before it comes my time, please take this message home to him for me. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. And loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan, and there we'll spend all eternity. Although our names are different, we're all purchased by His blood. Through Jesus Christ we're one big family. At that big homecoming when God's children gather there, please search the banquet table there for me. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. With friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. I saw an old man standing by a casket draped in black. For 50 years it's been just you and me. And as the preacher spoke these words, to dust we shall return. I hear that old man speak so tenderly. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. With friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. And there we'll spend all eternity. And there we'll spend all eternity.
Spend all eternity. I believe that. I believe that eternity is real. I believe that God is real. And I trust today that everything's well at your place. I hope that you're getting ready for Christmas. I know Christmas is next month. And I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And I hope that you're weathering a storm today. So let's get right into our broadcast and do this song right here for you. And I know you're going to enjoy this one also.
Something is wrong with America. She once held the Bible as her comforting guide. We've allowed those who hold nothing to be sacred, like Solomon of old, they've pushed morals aside. Now where are the men who once stood for right? and the women who championed their cause. We must return to the values we've left before this country is totally lost. We want America back. We want America back from those who have no self-control. We want America back. This nation is like a runaway train headed down the wrong track. Well, it's time for the armies of God to arise and say, we want America back. You know, I love America, but I just don't love what she has become. The scripture said, blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. And America has forgotten the godly foundation upon which she was built. Yes, something is wrong when our children are asked to attend public schools that in many cases resemble war zones, without even the basic right of any soldier, the right to pray to the God of heaven. Many times a wild-eyed, drug-addicted, gun-carrying teenager is allowed to stay in school, while our Supreme Court decided to expel God from all the classrooms over 30 years ago. Yes, something is wrong. Television daily bombards the truth of our nation with the idea that wrong is right and the abnormal is normal, that all is acceptable. And what God calls an abomination is no more than just our lifestyle. And it has left a great effect. 30 years ago, the number one TV show in America was the Andy Griffith Show. But just look at us now, what we have today. Yes, something is wrong when our government can pass out contraceptives to our children in school without even their parents' consent. And yet the Gideons cannot pass out the Bible on the campus. Something is wrong when our leaders can say to your children and mine that premarital sex is all right as long as it's safe sex. Yet something is wrong. And for one, I'm ready for the change. I'm ready to say to my government, I am not raising dogs in my home. I'm raising children, created in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. And I'm going to teach them the Bible. If the Bible says it's right, then it's right. If the Bible says it's wrong, then it's wrong. The only hope that America has, that if godly men and women with character will stand together like one great mighty army and declare to the immoral and the impure and the obscene and to the proud, your days of unlimited excess of America is over. For the armies of God, they've been silent too long. Yes, my friend, today we're going to take America back. This nation is like a runaway train headed in the wrong track. It's time for the armies of God to arise and say, we want America back.
Yes, it is time that we stand to our feet and say, we want America back. I know that America is in bad shape. All over our world is in bad shape. I feel like that Jesus is coming, and he's coming just any day. It's the times of signs are pointing in His direction. So let's magnify and worship the Lord. Let's get ready. If you're not ready, it'll pay you to be ready, because the Bible said we know not the hour that He comes. The shout will come, and God and Christ Himself will meet us in the air. And I'm looking forward to that great time when we meet over there. Okay.
All your hopes and plans, and the light upon the path you walk is dim, remember God still loves you, and He holds you in His hand. He invites you, cast your cares upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. Understand the storm you feel within your soul. Reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
Just reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
You know you've searched in all directions, but the way is not safe. It seems that confusion and doubt, they seem to lie on every hand. God will not forsake you. He is your dearest friend, and He tells you, cast your care upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you've had within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Me. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
Yes, sir, reach out by faith and cast your cares upon Him. That was my daddy's favorite song. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. Billy Payton did that at his funeral. He'd been gone many years. My mother passed away many years ago. Martha passed away, and you've lost a loved one, I know, and I'm praying for you. I'm praying that you will find Christ real in your heart. I'll tell you, I was doing that song, We Want America Back, and I was really feeling good in my spirit. I feel good today in my spirit. I'm feeling good in my body. I'm not having any problems, just my eye is not, I can't see like I'd like to, but I'm still going on, still pastoring two churches, Pillar of Truth, Red Sulphur Baptist Church. I pastor both of them, and the radio ministry, and I don't want to quit. I want to keep on going. I love to preach the gospel. I love to sing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it's real in my
be our religion, but God's righteousness. Reading now in chapter 2 of Romans, verse 17. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and retest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knoweth his will, and approvest the things that more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light to them which are in darkness. You see, the message is this, that the Jews, and I'd like to also implicate many people, are blinded by the Jewish religion. And today, we are also blinded by religion. I had a friend of mine, and please do not be offended by what I'm about to say. I had a friend of mine who said, Brother Tommy, do you not believe in eternal security? I said, yes, sir, I do. Do you believe, Brother Tommy, that a man can lose his religion? I said, sir, I believe that anybody can be religious. But I said, now, if you want to speak about the plan of salvation, then that's a different story. And today, many people are blinded by religion. The Jew was blinded by religion. Notice, they were blinded by their own self-righteousness. Chapter 2 and verse 17 says that they were blinded because of their own righteousness. And then they felt superior in their relationship with God. They felt that just because they were a Jew, that they were exempted from all of the other duties of God. They felt superior in their revelation in verse 18. They boasted that they knew God's will in verse 18. But you see, in Isaiah 64 and 6, said all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. In Matthew 5 and 20, Jesus said, except your righteousness exceed that of the scribes, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. You see, there's a thing called self-righteousness. I believe in eternal security. I believe in a God that is able to keep that which Paul said has been committed unto him. But you see, sir, ma'am, we are blinded by religion because religion cannot be committed to God. Religion can be anything. Shaking a cow's tail out in the middle of the field does not mean that I become a farmer. But you see, I'm not ridiculing and criticizing religion. I believe that there are great religious orders in our nation. I believe that our nation should always be called a religious nation. A religious nation, at least, is that nation that least recognizes God. I believe in a religious order. I believe that there should be order. I do not rule out religion because there are many other religious orders. But any religion that denies the blood of Jesus Christ is no more than a religious order. I do not recommend that you get religion. I recommend that you get old-time salvation, because religion can come anyway. But salvation only comes through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. If we open our mouth and confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, the Bible said that we shall be saved. But then again, what about our righteousness? You see, our own self-righteousness will not allow us to be wrong. Because, you see, the Bible said our righteousness is as filthy rags. I remember a story about two gentlemen in a church. These two gentlemen wanted to buy a communion table. And one said, I'll buy the communion table. The other said, no, I'll buy the communion table. They were only wanting recognition from the congregation. They wanted to do something within themselves to please God and please the congregation. They wanted to be looked up to. So one day, one of the men slipped out. He bought a communion table. He placed it in the church. The pastor got up, and he openly commended this gentleman for buying the communion table. The other gentleman stood up and said, men of the church, I have no problem with him buying the communion table. But look at what he wrote on it. Do this always in remembrance of me. So you see, there's that old self-righteous attitude. Oh, there is a danger in self-righteousness. It's when we go farther than God really wants us to go. No, I cannot lose something that does not belong to me. My salvation belongeth to God according to the Bible. The Bible always reminds me that I've got to be careful that I do not overstep the line. I must remember what Isaiah said. All my righteousness is as filthy rags and a stink in the nostrils of an almighty God. You see, it is not built around who I am. It's all built around who God is. Self-righteousness is a religious-oriented order. It is built around who am I, my position in God's world, and what am I. Paul said, I become all things for Christ's sake. I have been crucified, nevertheless I live, not I that live, but Christ that liveth within me. In Acts 24 and 25, Paul set out to preach to Felix and Drusilla. And when he preached to them about the righteousness and the judgment of God. And today, that is the old-time message. You see, righteousness, are you always right? No, but I am seldom wrong. Because, you see, your righteousness is not acceptable to God. You're wrong, sir. Your sinful nature is all wrong. The Bible said we have all sinned. We have all come short to the glory of God. And another scripture that relates to that is, there is none good, no, not one. Are we always right again? No, I'm only seldom wrong. And also he speaks to them about self-control. Sin conduct is a dishonor to God. And sin is on the rampage, yes. Sin is dominant. The Bible said sin cannot have dominion over you. And today many are not ruled by God, but they're ruled by their own thoughts of imagination. If they see it, they like it, they take of it, so therefore it must be right. No wonder we're not condemned any longer.
He washed my eyes with tears that I might see the broken heart I had was good for me. He tore it all apart and looked inside. He found it for substitute for me.
Eyes with tears. The Bible said there'd be no tears in heaven. There'd be no weeping. There'd be no sadness. Hey, it's going to be a great day. I hope that you're ready to go. I hope you've made, have made reservations and are ready to go to that city, because the Bible says it's appointed unto us once to die. After death, the judgment. I know a lot of us in the radio audience today have lost loved ones, and we know what it is to hurt inside, and we know the pain and the sorrow that brings. But listen, if they're going to a better place, the Bible said rejoice when they go out, weep when they come in. And we need to rejoice. And I'm thankful that Martha sung with me and worked with me in the ministry, but God took her on home. So, and I'm left here, but I'm lonely. It's a very lonesome world without her. But anyhow, God knows what He's doing. So let's pray together. Father, I come to You at this time with all of my needs. I know there's a lot of people there in the audience that has needs. And Lord, our needs are great, and our needs are many. So we pray that, Lord, somehow or another, they'll grasp a hold to their soul and say, Lord, be merciful to me, the sinner I am, and save me for Christ's sake. And Lord, in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, You'll save them and forgive them. That's why Jesus died on a cross. And Father, we're so thankful for the people who have prayed and paid on this radio ministry. I appreciate the worldwide internet. Lord, we're throughout the world. We're preaching the gospel and praying and hoping that people are turning back to You before it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Well, neighbor, it's time I got to get off from here. I appreciate you. I love every one of you. I hope that you're standing with me in this radio ministry. I need you to stand with me. Together we stand. It's divided that we fall. So I want to do this song for you and for you and your loved one.
Before I fly and wave goodbye, I say to you, days with you are the best years of my life. But if I don't see you anymore, keep my words safely stored, and I'll be back, I promise, once more. Goodbye, goodbye, till I see you again. Goodbye, goodbye, I'll love and I'll miss you till then. Remember me, 'cause I care where you are and how you fare. Get in touch with him, close in your face. I guess it's been too much fun. We've shared and we've won. Yes, the best is yet to come. Goodbye, goodbye, till I see you again. Goodbye, goodbye, I'll love and miss you till then.
you can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Mathers Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642, Mathers Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Goodbye, be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
That one word hurts so bad. You leave the best you have, but you keep the faith and pray to return. Goodbye, goodbye, our love, and I'll miss you till then. Goodbye, goodbye.